So you're very welcome back to The Art Show. And next up, I am joined on the line by Andrew Edgar from A4 Sounds. And he's here to talk to me about a very exciting crowdfunding campaign. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Thank you very much for having me on, Irma.
So there's a very exciting event coming up on Saturday night, which is to raise money for A4 Sounds. For anyone who's not familiar with what you guys do, give us a bit of an outline of what goes on.
Okay, so A4 Sounds is an interdisciplinary arts organisation and artists' studios located in north central Dublin. In our studios, we provide workspace for a huge variety of artists working across many different disciplines, animators and illustrators, woodworkers, metalworkers, digital artists, and people who work in a mixture of all these disciplines as well. And we've also got a gallery space and an event space where we host various kinds of events. We run lots of different courses and workshops for the public and for our members. Some of our member artists teach these workshops as well. So there's a lot going on under our roof, but raising funds is always, as you may guess, a little bit of an issue. And last year we applied for and were lucky enough to be awarded a capital grant by the government's arts department. It, however, was matched funding. It was for the refurbishment of the electrics in the building, and we have to raise the 30% of the 70% that we're being given in the grant. And as I say, it's for an electrical refit of the building.
So show me the money, basically. Tell us about the Fiverr-thon campaign that's kicking off and what people can expect on the night.
Okay, so on Saturday night, we're having an event called Fiverr-thon, and that's the launch event for our crowdfunding campaign, which is then called 2,000 Fivers. The amount that we have to raise, you see, is 10,000 euros, or in broken down into fivers, a mere 2,000 fivers. And sort of one of the taglines for our campaign is that there are 1.6 billion fivers in circulation in the Eurozone, if you like, and we only need 2,000 of them. And the launch event, which is taking place, as you said, on Saturday, is going to be a kind of hot ticket gala variety show event with comedians and spoken word performers, music, and lots more. So it should be absolutely great fun. It's being hosted by Conor O'Toole, who's a well-known comedian and playwright, and one of the people behind the Firehouse Film Contest, which is another regular event that we host at A4 Sound Studios. We've got guests performing at Fiverr-thon that include comedian Alison Spittle, and we've got Lewis Kenny, who will be doing some music as well as the spoken word that he's perhaps better known for.
People would know him as, I think, Shifty for his spoken word stuff, but this is going to be the music side of what he does.
Yes, exactly. He's going to be bringing along his harmonium, I believe, and giving us some songs as well. So really looking forward to that. There are some videos on his Facebook, I believe, where he's got some songs up there, and he has a fantastic voice. He's a really brilliant musician as well. Yeah, so looking forward to that.
And so you've also got some stuff that's a bit more off the wall in terms of performance artists. Tell us about the other acts that you have on the lineup.
Okay, well, one act that we have, and that's always a pleasure to see her perform, is Sarah Devereaux. Sarah Devereaux is one of the member artists that we support at our studio, and she does a absolutely fabulous and irreverent sorts of performance art. She's also one of the people behind the Spice Bag Performance Night, which is kind of queer alternative performance night that's been running in Dublin for the last 6 months or so. And so I think she's going to be performing some of her anti-creep stuff, which is whereby in the persona of a kind of kindly old auntie, she dispenses advice for women on the subject of how not to get creeped on by men. It's all very, very funny and very cuts right to the bone as well. So Sarah's an absolutely wonderful artist, yeah.
And so, and I believe she's got an exhibition coming up with you guys shortly as well.
That's right, she has her own solo show starting in our gallery on the 1st of March. It's called Fun a Rebel, like vulnerable, but putting the fun back in vulnerability. It's a very, very personal and very unique show. Really looking forward to that as well. It opens on Thursday, the 1st of March, at the A4 Sounds Gallery.
And there's going to be some music on the night too.
Oh yeah, we've got We've got Big Monster Love. He's a bit of a firm favourite at A4 Sounds. He played for us at Culture Night last year at the studio. In fact, that was him sort of coming out of semi-retirement to play that event. And he's going to give us a few songs on Saturday as well. As I say, he's something of a legend in the Dublin music scene. Back a number of years ago, the people behind the Popical Island record label and collective, back in 2012, they actually compiled a tribute album to him, and they actually tricked him into performing on a song on it. He thought he was just playing along on a song that was going to be on a new Popical Island compilation, but it turned out to be a track that was going on to a tribute album to himself, and they sprung a surprise party on him to launch the album back in 2012. Yeah.
So he's going to be a cult favourite, and I think we're going to have one of his songs as well, I think, to play out the interview. So as well, and Conor O'Toole that you mentioned there, now he had a hit show that won an award at the Dublin Fringe, and he's going to be doing something quite special for you because there's a series of benefits. Obviously, all the money that's raised from the party on Saturday, that's all going to go towards your cause. But for the crowdfunding after that, there is a number of benefits that people can get. Tell us about what people can expect.
Okay, so like any crowdfunding campaign, there's quite a range of prizes or rewards or perks, ranging from the smallest donation of a simple £1 will get your name onto the digital wall of awesome that we'll be putting up on our website. £2 gets your name onto an actual in real life physical wall of awesome at our studio. But then there are other prizes for I think at least £5. You can have a socket named after you in our studio when the electrical refit is complete. We'll have a little plaques with this socket was paid for by whatever the donor's name might be. So that's kind of unique perk that ties in with the whole electrical refit theme. And Connor is kindly going to be doing one final performance of his show Deadline, which was a Fringe show he did last year, for which I believe he won the Spirit of Wit, the Fringe 2017 Spirit of Wit Award. And there'll be just one more iteration of that show. It will take place in our studio, and tickets will only be available by donating to our crowdfunding campaign.
And so, obviously, you're doing great work throughout the year as well. If people are artists themselves and they want to get involved with A4 Sounds or apply for some of the great schemes that you've got going, how can people do that and what's available to people within your organisation?
Well, there are various schemes we have going during the year. Like, we have an artist in residence programme that we award to artists every year. We've just finalised who they're going to be for 2018. We'll have lots more news on that shortly. We also have a graduate award for one graduate of DIT every year. But in terms of general studio memberships, if there's any artists out there that are looking for workspace, the way it works is there's to get in touch through our website, where there's a simple form to fill out. Then we'll be in touch to arrange a studio viewing, so you can come along and see how it works. The way that our studio space it does work is based very much on sharing. It's shared resources, shared space, shared tools and shared facilities, rather than isolated cubicle studios or people sitting in rooms on their own. And indeed, there's a real sense of community around the studio, with artists often sharing tips and skills and collaborating on each other's projects and so on. So,
well, it sounds absolutely fantastic. And so if people want to get tickets, how do they arrange that, or can they just turn up on the night?
There will be tickets available on the door on the night, but you can also book in advance on Eventbrite.
Fabulous. Well, the absolute best of luck with that. And if anyone else wants any more information, you can go to the a4sounds.org website, or also look at Eventbrite for the information. And it's going to be an absolutely brilliant night. As he said, comedian Conor O'Toole, Alison Spittle from the hit RTE sitcom Nowhere Fast, along with lots of other multimedia artists, and of course, music from Big Monster Love.